And so how did it actually start? Why did the people at Seals Drive-In decide to start Hamburger Heaven?
Okay, because they felt the need for a restaurant over on the, I guess you say the
west side,
the black side. And so instead of them coming to run the business, they said, my aunt and uncle ran it, and most people thought that they owned it.
And what are their names?
Catherine and Morris Johnson.
Okay.
Catherine Johnson. Right. That's them right there.
Oh, so this is in the picture. They're
right.
In the photograph.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's
okay.
Them right
okay.
There.
Oh, that's wonderful. Could blacks go to Seals Drive-In?
I don't know if they could go there, but I know they work there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they was allowed to, you know, like, eat or anything there, but I know, because my mom worked there for a while, too. I don't think my daddy did, but I know my Aunt Cass used to be the baker. She was a baker.
So they made their own bread?
Well, I know they made their own desserts.
Desserts.
I don't know about bread, but they made their own
cake. Tell me about the desserts.
Caramel cake, chocolate cake, and she made the best pies.
Like what?
Banana cream, coconut cream, egg custard, potato, pecan. You name
sweet
it, she
potato.
Made it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. And she made those at Seals Drive-In and at Hamburger
uh-huh.
Heaven? So tell me what was on the menu at Hamburger Heaven.
Taco burgers, hamburgers, chicken, fish, french fries, chili fries, and of course the delicious cakes and pies. And they used to have like root beer, used to have a gallon of root beer, and we used to have ice cream and floats and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So describe the place to me, the two of you together. Take me into Hamburger Heaven right now. Describe it to me.
It was fun for me. I was making money at a young age. I actually came in and was actually literally getting a check at the age of 9. So I was
doing
having
what at 9?
I was actually. Was
she
I
was
working?
Like at the counter. She was taking orders and
taking orders.
And they would pay you in check form at 9 years
old. Well, we weren't paying in check form.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see what had happened. Me being a single mom during that time,
I would have to go to work.
So she would have to go to work with me to keep her from staying at home by herself. So I would have come up in the front and take orders and stuff. And people just thought that was just so amazing. Not that she would have got a check, but people just gave her money.
Okay.
She would go home at the end of the day with, probably more,
So what relation are you to Catherine and Morris Johnson?
Kat is my mama's sister. So they're my aunt and uncle.
Okay, so Helen's aunt and uncle, your great aunt. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now, physically, tell me what it looked like and as we're walking in the door.
Okay, you would walk in the beginning. Okay, let's see where that pitch at.
Okay, that's
right here.
Okay, yeah. Okay. In the beginning, you would like walk in the door and you walk right immediately into the counter. It was just kind of, the counter, right behind the counter was like the cook station, had a grill over here with the deep fryer. And I had the menu up overhead, had the menu.
Right. And could I sit down and eat in there?
Absolutely.
In the beginning, they really didn't have a place to sit down and eat because it was so small.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have little tables out on the side.
Outside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But in the beginning, it was so small, you could just come in and just order your food and you would go out. A lot of people sat in their cars and stuff in there. Like they had a little dining. And then later on, when me and my husband bought it, we kind of enlarged it.
So you and your husband actually purchased it from...
Mm-hmm.
The Christensen.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your husband's name?
Was Will Anderson.
Okay, so Helen and Will actually became the owners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We were the first black, actually the second owner. We were the first black people to own it.
Okay, and which year did you buy it?
We bought it in, 1980?
80 or 70.
Yeah, about 80. It had to be 80, because we bought it. That's the first thing we did when we got married. That's why we got married, so we could.
Very romantic.
Okay. He didn't want to go into business and not being married.
Wow.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we got married and we bought Hamburger Heaven.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like operating the business?
In the beginning, it was it was fun. We used to get up. Because we used to stay open to 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, we were really busy. We was things was good. You know, the economy was good. I mean, we was busy.